This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Tens of thousands of students are returning to campuses across the UNC system, and concern over potential community spread of COVID-19 remains high. That concern is even more acute for housekeepers, groundskeepers, and other essential crew on campuses who still don't feel adequately protected. Some report not receiving enough personal protective equipment. Others feel universities should be more transparent about the level of exposure as students test positive for COVID-19. This week, a group of frontline workers and university employees filed a lawsuit against the UNC system, alleging unsafe worker conditions. The case was filed in Wake County and seeks to be a class action lawsuit. WUNC education reporter Liz Schlemmer joins us. Welcome, Liz.
Hi, Frank.
This case was filed on Monday, the same day many students were starting to begin in-person classes on campus. Who are the plaintiffs?
17 plaintiffs signed on to this lawsuit. They're all employees of the UNC system, faculty and staff. They're employed at, I believe, 9 different universities. I talked to the attorney a couple weeks ago. He said he was originally trying to get employees from all of the constituent universities, but it eventually ended up with these 17. And by asking to be granted class action status, they are hoping to represent all employees of the UNC system.
What are their main grievances?
The thrust of this complaint is that the UNC system and its universities have a duty under state law as an employer to provide a safe workplace free of recognized risks. And they're saying in the middle of the pandemic, opening campuses, bringing thousands of students physically onto campus, into dorms and classrooms, poses a recognized risk to employees, to their health, to their safety, and ultimately to their lives.
Individual universities within the UNC system don't really have the power to move entirely to remote education. So now who makes that decision?
Right. So the UNC system, as well as all of its campuses, are listed as defendants in this. But the UNC Board of Governors has made it clear that these individual universities, their own chancellors, their own administrations, are not allowed to make that call on their own. They've said that only the UNC system president, the UNC system administration, will ultimately be making that decision if the mode of instruction was going to change.
And what are they asking the courts to do?
They're asking the court to decide whether the current reopening plans, the current conditions, pose a risk to employees' health, whether it increases the risk for hospitalization, the risk of losing wages or death. They're also, interestingly, asking whether they're asking the court to decide whether this decision was motivated by finances over the UNC system's duty to health and safety. And then they're asking that if the court does find that they're at an increased risk or that they don't have a safe workplace, they're asking for injunctive relief, basically to put in any kind of restraining order or injunction necessary to restore employees' rights to a safe workplace.
Well, as you said earlier, you talked to Gary Shipman, who's the attorney for the plaintiffs in this case. What can you tell us about him?
He's a Wilmington-based attorney. He's also a sports agent, and he's a former member of the UNC Wilmington Board of Trustees. So he's someone who is kind of well acquainted with the UNC system, having served on that board. And he told me that over the summer, he had started to receive calls from employees across the UNC system about their concerns about the health risks and people asking for legal advice. And so he started organizing some of these folks who reach out to him and others to file this class action lawsuit.
And we have a clip from your interview with Gary talking with you about UNC's obligation to employees. Can you tell us about the clip?
So he's saying that under these current conditions of reopening, bringing students back on campus, he just doesn't think that universities can meet their obligation as an employer.
They can't do it. They cannot, in this situation, provide a workplace in conditions of employment that is free of the risk of contracting this virus. It's impossible to do it. So what we're calling upon them, and we'll be calling upon them to do, is to stop the ascension of students to campus until there is either a plan that healthcare professionals agree does provide conditions and a place of employment free of recognized risk, or wait till the spring of 21.
That was Gary Shipman, attorney for the group of employees suing the UNC system over unsafe working conditions. I'm here with Liz Schlemmer, WUNC's education reporter. So, Liz, what exactly are workers asking for in terms of better protection?
I thought it was interesting. The complaint does not explicitly lay out a solution. I mean, we hear in that quote from Shipman that he believes it's, you know, stopping students from coming to campus. Obviously, many students have already arrived at their campuses. And he also told me that it's not his job as an attorney or his client's job to say exactly what would make the workplace safe, that that's the university's job as an employer. But also in the complaint, it definitely hints that the plan in March was much better, you know, which was the majority of students not on campus and having remote learning and remote work as the default rather than an exception. I mean, right now, faculty and staff, if they can show that they have an underlying health risk or a comorbidity, then they can request remote work. But he's saying in this complaint, at least suggesting that that should be the norm for everyone.
Well, let's add another voice to this conversation. Penny Elliott is a crew leader in housekeeping at UNC Chapel Hill. Penny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. Now, you're not a plaintiff in this suit, but you are a member of the North Carolina Public Service Workers Union. Talk a bit about what it's been like for you as a crew leader and housekeeper since the students have started returning to campus.
I mean, it's been a little hectic, you know, since the students has been coming on, you know. I couldn't say that it's been worse or nothing. It's just been hectic.
How much personal protective equipment are you receiving each week?
Well, they just started, I think last week, giving us an emergency bag. And in our bag is 5 masks, meaning it's a mask per day. It's hand sanitizer and personal thermometers for us to check our temperatures before we come to work and after we come to work. And they've been giving us gloves. And the union itself gave the union members face shields.
Do you feel like it's enough, at least what the university is giving you?
I mean, in a way, yes, and in a way, no. Because, I mean, we're mandatory having to wear the mask and all that, you know, but you still got some students who don't wear them. You got some students and some parents that was coming on last week that didn't have on masks. You see some this week that do got masks, but you also see some that do not wear masks.
What do you do in that situation? Do you feel like you can tell them or ask them to put a mask on or what?
Actually, I do. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for nobody else, but I'll mention it. Like I'd seen a worker, they was doing something in the building, and me and my manager was walking through, and we was like, excuse me, where's your mask? And they was like, oh, my bad, and they put it on. I mean, I went up to students like, excuse me, you know, where's your mask? You know, and they were like, oh, okay, oh, I forgot it, or someone put them on, or someone just walk off and walk away.
Yeah. Well, you and your colleagues clean the dorms that house those hundreds of students, and of course, at high risk of exposure for coronavirus. Do you feel like the university's current social distancing, hand washing, and mask regulations are enough?
Actually, no. Like I said, and I've been saying before, I wish the university would have waited to open up when they had a plan, and I wish they would have planned this in March instead of trying to figure out a plan now, because at this point, the kids is already here. So the plan is like it's being, taken step by step, which I don't think is enough. I think they should have did that way before the students came. Now, I know in March they had the employees off administrative paid leave for the employees. Me as an essential worker and a couple of other essential workers, we didn't get that option. So I was still here with a few of my other coworkers the whole time while, you know, everybody else was on administrative leave.
Liz Schlemmer, let me ask you something about what Penny just said. We talked about, you know, her maybe confronting students who weren't wearing masks and that sort of a thing. There's a term in this lawsuit. It is the term non-delegable, and it says that the university's system is responsible for safety, and that is a non-delegable responsibility. What does that mean?
Right. So the attorney Shipman said that North Carolina law is clear that employers, in general, employers have this non-delegable duty to provide a safe workplace, meaning that they can't delegate it to their employees, that it's not on the backs of employees to make sure that their workplace is safe. It shouldn't be on them to enforce mask wearing or, for example, for professors to disinfect their own classrooms, which they're being asked to do between classes, or as we're hearing from Penny, you know, that she's asking students to comply with mask regulations. This complaint is saying it's on the UNC system to make sure the workplace is safe to begin with.
We have another clip from your conversation with Attorney Gary Shipman. Here he is talking about the risk to workers.
We know that employees who go back to campus, faculty that go back to campus, a statistically significant number of them will be exposed. We know that a statistically significant number of those will need medical treatment, will be hospitalized, and a statistically significant number of them may die.
That was Gary Shipman, attorney for a group of employees suing the university system, University of North Carolina system, over unsafe working conditions. I'm here with Liz Schlemmer, WNC's education reporter, and Penny Elliott, a crew leader in housekeeping at UNC Chapel Hill. Penny, how do you feel going into work every day? What's that like for you?
Well, in a way, it's scary because, you know, me having to work, you know, it does put me at risk. But not only does it put me at risk, it puts my family at risk because I have three kids and I'm a single parent of three. So it's like if I get sick and bring home, it's the possibility that they will get sick. You know, the kids' immune systems are not as strong as ours as an adult. So it's kind of scary for that.
I mean, maybe you've answered this, but I want to put it in this context because I know that you have children in public school. They're starting school remotely this year. You think UNC Chapel Hill should have done the same thing?
Yes, I've stated that before. I really do think they should have.
Liz, what does the university say about the lawsuit?
Well, I reached out to their communications, to the UNC system communications. They typically do not comment on pending litigation. They said that they would let us know if they have any response in the future.
Do you have a sense of what the outcome, you know, we talked about what the goals are, the stated goals in the lawsuit itself, but the fallout, how this lawsuit could possibly play out if the judge finds in favor of the plaintiffs. Do we know what that could mean for the university, Liz? Do we have any idea yet?
Well, I think, you know, they're not asking for a really specific solution, but there's a possibility that the court could step in, kind of halt things as they are, could make specific demands of the UNC system or of universities and force them to comply. But that's, you know, that's if this case gets taken up. I mean, we've seen many lawsuits against the UNC system, you know, one against UNC Charlotte and the UNC system asking for refunds for students, and that hasn't been adjudicated. You know, we know that the legislature passed a law seeking to provide coverage for universities and employers to protect them from liability during the pandemic. That hasn't really been tested yet, is what Attorney Gary Shipman told me. So I think we have to wait to see whether the court will take this up.
Right. Penny Elliott, what would you like to see happen?
As I said before, you know, it's like a sticky situation. I can understand where the university come in at, but I also understand where the employees come in at. And I just wish that they would have just started school a little later when this eased up a little bit. But I just wish that, you know, make sure that everybody's safe, you know, not just the students, because that's one of the main focus is the students. But I feel like us as frontline workers, our health is important too. So, I mean, you know, and I also know that this is my job. This is how I take care of my family. I just wish that, you know, some of the provisions that they provided, you know, with the extended policy of you had to go to HR if you needed more time for leave and all of that, if you needed childcare, if you had childcare issues, You know, the only thing I want to see on that one is that they offer that for everybody, because the emergency workers do not qualify for that. It's only regular workers who have that qualifies, you know, to get time off if they can't find any child care, or if there's any health conditions concerned or whatever. You know, they have that option. Us as emergency workers, the frontline workers, we don't have that option.
Do you
and
feel?
I just want to see us have that option as well.
Do you feel like the university and the university system is listening to you and what you're asking for? And does this
actually, in a way, yes, because when we first was doing this fight, we didn't have enough PPE. We didn't have enough, you know what I'm saying, things set out. Now, with my department, housekeeping, now they're providing the bags with the more masks, because at first we only got one mask a week, you know, and that wasn't a good thing. So they switched up and gave each one 5 masks a week in their bag, and we keep the bag ourselves. And they gave us temperature thermometers, and they gave, you know, we already had gloves. But they also doing it now where our supplies that come in the little packs, they're giving out in Ziploc bags of the packs for the whole week. Mm. And that keeps us from hands-on contact with stuff like that. So that's a plus. You know, we get a Ziploc bag full of our supplies, right, and it's supposed to last the whole week.
Penny Elliott. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
No.
Also, they're doing the social distance with us as far as, you know, eating in the break room or taking breaks and stuff like that away from the students. You know, that's another thing that they have done that we have been fighting for. So, I mean, it's a lot of things that they have tried to help out in housekeeping to accommodate us, but I feel like it could be a little bit more.
Penny Elliott is a crew leader and housekeeper at UNC Chapel Hill. Penny, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. No problem.
Liz Schlemmer is WUNC's education reporter. Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome, Frank.
And thank you for listening to The State of Things. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Hollab-Mormon, Kaya Findlay, and Stacia Brown. Jenny Lawson's our technical director. Al Widarski also helped engineer today's show. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia.